Tim Price with me right now. And, Tim, obviously another big show underway. You've got a lot of folks coming through the doorways again.
We do. We expect somewhere around 20,000 people over the 2 days, 400 exhibits, 40-something states, and about 15 foreign countries. So it's a regional show, but it's really an international show.
You know, you take a look at all the exhibitors, and obviously that's what attracts so many people here. But you also do a variety of seminars, and this year a brand-new forum taking place, too.
Absolutely. Here's what's going on. We call this an American agriculture event. We've been doing it for 62 years. It's changed every year. And the idea is we want to be an educational forum for the farmer and the rancher, commercial farmer, operator, anyone linked to that business. We want to say every year at the same time, come to Memphis. We will provide you with 400 exhibits, and in addition to that, educational exhibits, market outlooks, all the issues we think are the most relevant for our region's farmers, we try to present the latest on. So what we do is say, come and learn, and oh, by the way, while you're here, under the same roof, go and visit any of these companies that have products and services to help you make your operation a more profit. What's key this year is that we're about to shift gears from the 5 years of neck-breaking speed of high commodity prices, and we're going into a little different area. So we've tried to focus on what are the issues that the farmers will need the most in 2014 that we can at least provide a general forum for here at the show. And I think that's why it's become so popular, and we've grown as far as we can grow in terms of space.
I was going to say, and as far as folks coming in, you've got them coming from a wide range of states and even other countries for this show, too.
Absolutely. And I think the thing is you can combine under one roof a one-stop shopping for a whole lot of educational activities. We have fifth and sixth generations that tell me I'm bringing my great-great-grandson for the first time to the Gen Show, the old name for the Mid-South Farm Show, and they show up. And so it's really incredible. But we'll have at least 50 new companies that will be here. We have everything from ag drones to Segways to the latest in machinery. And you can name it. We pretty much have it here. What's amazing about this show is it's been an ideal incubator. It's such a friendly atmosphere that we find farmers talking to manufacturers and saying, here's really what you need to do. And so it's really meant to encourage, on the one hand, the tradition of farming and agriculture, but on the other, we have 50-plus new companies every year that's cutting-edge technology. So it's really that combination that we do. It's an educational exhibit. It doesn't cost anything for admission. So all of that, I think, makes us somewhat of a unique event that helps us celebrate American agriculture. What a great celebration indeed.
And while they can listen to us talk about it and see things online, you can't experience it unless you're here.
You need to kick those tires. And you really need to get and interact with people. I think one of the greatest functions of this is the farmer-to-farmer and the farmer-to-ag business and farmer-to-manufacturers discussion. And some great ideas have come from this show. In addition to every year, here's a place to come and learn and to be better equipped for the year that lies ahead in our industry.